Barbara, excuse me, I'm sorry. Was there anything more for branch manager? Anything for...
Everything fine up there? The roads are muddy. And I think the elk moved on.
How much snow is on the ground to say out the well, Peter?
Oh, right now? Almost nothing. It snowed quite a bit, and it smelled off. It got so warm. But we got about a foot of snow. The last storm, I got about a foot at my place. The headquarters got about 8 inches, but it melted off really quick.
It's quite wet snow, too, isn't it?
It's very wet, and so everything is extremely wet.
And so you know if there's any erosion damage going on now?
Yes. In fact, when I feed the cows, like, I take the ATV, load the bales in the ATV trailer, and I drive through that little, when you go in the headquarters gate, there's a little wire gate to the right, and I'll drive through that, and then drop the hay off as I go, and then just drive out, and there's a section right there that's eroded away, and before I was comfortably driving the ATV by it, and now it's like I'm hunting the fence, just barely making it. So that is going to go.
So you're talking about just straight west from the barn?
Yes.
On the opposite side of the main entrance gate.
Polyog pond.
Over towards the polyog pond.
It's terribly eroded and it's getting worse. And in fact, like I said, a huge section fell off, not the last storm, but the previous storm. So
do you have any equipment that's functioning at this point to be able to...
Well, I can take the snowplow blade off at Kubota and take some dirt over there and dump it in, but it's not...
It's the whole thing probably we've had, you know, while we talked to the soil conservation. And it's not only that, or look behind the branch house over on the washer, watching it fluff off. There's just be tons of them fluff off now.
Some of that huge rock, would it be best if we dropped that first and then put some dirt over top of it?
We need to dump it. We need a lot of rock. We got to get a dump truck there to bring it down and drop it in.
So that's another issue we need to look at.
It's a huge issue, and I'll tell you why, because it's not going to be too much longer, and that's going to
be right into the road.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be going right to the road under the fence. I mean, obviously, if we have a real bad spring and we get a lot of rain, it will be gone. If we have a fairly dry spring, we'll be okay, but it's got to be addressed, or we're going to lose it. And there's other places. That's just the one I see all the time, every day when I go by.
And have you heard from Joseph Woods in terms of him fixing the mold board?
I talked to him last weekend, and he had picked up the trailer, taken it out to his place, didn't have time right then, and was waiting on some welding rod coming up from
I talked to him after I gave him the welding rod, and he said he would do it, but he was looking for you to try and get that back home.
He was waiting for me this past week to bring over the hole to be able to move it and lift it and everything.
Well, that's going to need some straightening. Do we need to take that to some other...
He can handle it.
He thinks he can do it.
He can do it, okay.
Is it not off?
It is. He just took it off 2 days ago, because when we were out there...
Okay, but the Kubota at this point is functioning, tires, everything?
Working good.
Good.
Yeah, I cruise around it all the time.
Okay, alrighty. Anything else?
Nope, everything's good. The only thing that we're going to need to address, and it's going to require tearing into it, and that's the electricity in cabin 8, the regular 110 power. We don't have power to half of the cabin. And Larry Murphy went down and looked at it, and we're estimating that we probably have some rodent damage somewhere between where it comes in and where it moves over to the light switch, because we have no power there. We have power coming into the cabin, we have power going into the bedroom. From there it splits and goes to the front room, and we don't have power in the front room there. So I'm not sure where that does that go up and across and then down, or does anybody know?
I don't even know.
But other than that, everything's fine.
That could be could be serious. That could make the short out too.
That's fine.
Fire.
Okay, so that's an issue that needs to be addressed as well.